In our hyper-connected age, silence has become the ultimate luxury. Norwegian polar explorer Erling Kage understands this profoundly, not as a monk or meditation guru, but as someone who has experienced the most extreme environments on Earth. As the first person to reach the three poles, North Pole, South Pole, and Mount Everest, his perspective on silence emerges from places few humans will ever visit. Yet his message resonates universally. The possibility of finding wonder through silence exists in our everyday lives if only we'd pause to notice it. The journey begins with a simple question sparked by poet John Foss's cryptic line, "There is a love no one remembers." When asked what it meant, Fossa replied, "In a way, it is the silence that speaks." This enigmatic response launched an exploration into silence's profound role in human experience, a thread woven through spiritual and intellectual traditions across cultures and centuries. Wonder drives life's greatest discoveries, from Einstein's fascination with a compass needle to Marie Curie's pursuit of radioactive elements. Unlike scientific inquiry seeking definitive answers, wonder evolves continuously, arising from both voluntary exploration and involuntary contemplation. The most profound silence isn't external but internal, something we create ourselves. A footballer described experiencing complete silence after a goal-bound shot despite the roaring stadium. Artists report similar experiences during flow states. This inner silence is available to everyone, even amid noise. Yet many fear silence, filling every moment with music, conversation, or digital distraction. In urban environments, finding true silence has become rare. This avoidance reflects a reluctance to know ourselves better, a cowardice we recognize whenever we shy away from stillness. Silence has many faces, sometimes boring, uncomfortable, or frightening. It can signal loneliness or sorrow. We often retreat into stony silence when upset, creating tension like married couples avoiding each other after an argument, their home filled with deafening quietness. Yet silence can also offer sanctuary from life's constant noise. This reassuring silence exists in nature's subtle movements, water lapping against shores, pine needles rustling, branches dancing in twilight, stones warming in sun, and moss growing on forest floors. The secret to reaching the South Pole isn't extraordinary skill, but simple repetition, putting one foot before the other across an endless white landscape. The real challenge lies in finding peace with oneself. In Antarctica, silence adhered like a second skin, forcing confrontation with thoughts with nowhere to hide. Sometimes the cold was brutal, freezing until tears came, with frostbitten extremities causing consuming pain. Yet within this extreme discomfort came extraordinary clarity. At the American South Pole base, residents once celebrated Christmas with stones as gifts, simple objects they hadn't seen for months amid endless ice. Each person sat silently appreciating their stone's fundamental reality in a world of white. The Arctic differs dramatically. Its ice creates constant noise, moved by wind and currents, cracking and rumbling. After a spy plane dropped food to us at the North Pole, my companion suggested we pause silently before eating. That moment of restraint amid extreme hunger created an unexpected feeling of richness. Sound transcends mere noise, carrying deeper meaning. Sailing near Cape Horn, I once heard what seemed like a deep breath, a fin whale swimming alongside us. For precious minutes we traveled together, the whale's rhythmic breathing creating a primal sound before it vanished. The encounter felt ancient and sacred, connecting us to millions of years of marine life. Contrary to what I once believed, our brain's basic state is chaos. This insight eluded me because daily life runs on autopilot, sleeping, checking phones, showering, working, all guided by expectations. When I break routine and sit quietly alone, chaos surfaces. My brain, efficient on autopilot, struggles with idleness. Research validates philosopher Blaise Pascal's assertion that humans struggle with solitude. In one study, participants left alone for 6 to 15 minutes without distractions universally reported discomfort. When given the option, nearly half chose painful electrical shocks over sitting quietly with their thoughts. All of humanity's problems, Pascal wrote, stem from man's inability to sit quietly in a room alone. We enter a dopamine loop where seeking stimulation becomes more rewarding than satisfaction, making us check devices compulsively. Social media exploits this addiction by design, creating artificial needs they partially fulfill, fostering dependency while increasing isolation. As luxury becomes commonplace, it grows boring. A designer bag loses exclusivity when everyone has one. Silence is the new luxury, more exclusive and lasting than material goods. Unlike traditional luxury that adds more, silence subtracts. It's free and doesn't require seasonal replacement. Being unavailable is another luxury, turning away from the daily din, ignoring messages, delegating tasks. Noise reinforces class divisions. The wealthy enjoy quieter workplaces, better insulated homes, and cleaner environments. Even urban birds have adapted their songs to compete with human noise, becoming more agitated and less successful at mating. I once flew 18 hours to Sri Lanka just to disconnect. Yet the silence I value can be found anywhere, at no cost, if you pay attention. In 5 extra minutes in bed, or walking to work instead of driving, observing faces, changing attire, and shop windows that allow me to shut out the world. The starry sky is the truest friend in life, as polar explorer Fridtjof Nansen noted, reminding us that our earthly concerns are fleeting while the universe remains constant. Stargazing connects us to the cosmos and our place within it. Neurologist Oliver Sacks found profound meaning in stargazing before his death. Celestial beauty highlighted his remaining time, blending eternity with awareness of transience. Looking upward turned his attention inward, revealing forgotten aspects of himself. One universe extends outward, another inward, and as Emily Dickinson wrote, the brain is wider than the sky. Silence has both value and utility. Entrepreneur Elon Musk disconnects to access his thoughts, taking long pauses before responding to questions. He excels at uncovering fundamental truths rather than building on accepted wisdom. Creative solutions emerge during quiet moments, while exercising, showering, or sitting alone with our thoughts. In moments when I'm captivated by my surroundings, studying moss on rock or holding a child, time stops and I'm both inwardly present and completely distant. As William Blake wrote, "To see a world in a grain of sand and a heaven in a wildflower, hold infinity in the palm of your hand and eternity in an hour." During Marina Abramović's 736-hour silent sitting at MoMA, her senses progressively heightened, first hearing museum noises, then cars outside, eventually detecting individual manhole covers. For her, silence is the absence of a thinking brain, creating a waterfall in your brain, where time stands still. The most important book is the one about yourself. Finding silence doesn't require polar expeditions or meditation. It only requires subtraction. The path isn't adding practices, but removing unnecessary noise that separates you from yourself. Your own South Pole exists wherever you're willing to pause, listen, and wonder.